Mario, can you kind of bring us up to speed on where you are physically and what you're able to do at this point in your rehab?
Well, I did the running test today, participated in everything, so I'm feeling good, you know, just trying to, you know, get out the last kinks and make sure I'm ready for minicamp coming up.
You expect to be on the field at minicamp?
Hopefully, if, you know, Ferg takes the chains off, but he watched me today. You know, I thought I moved around well, so I think I'll be okay.
What was the what was that progression like for you to, you know, kind of not rush things and make sure you're clearing all the hurdles that you had to?
Yeah, it was good. We took it slow. You know, in the last month, I started ramping it up and you know, doing a little bit more things, jumping around. But you know, the process has been great. There's been no setbacks. So. Just looking forward to getting back out there and, you know, showing what I have.
You've been around here the whole time?
I've been around here off and on, but I have, you know, been here for the most part just to make sure that, you know, they're, you know, keeping an eye on the injury and I'm able to, you know, go in just in case there is any problems.
What is like, what's the building like now with Kyle and John? Lynch?
It's great. The energy is great. Everyone's excited from the coaches to the players. You know, we understand that, you know, we don't want to have any continuation of the past few years that we've had. So everyone's mindset is just putting the work in, you know, being accountable, committing to, you know, the process and understanding that we do have a lot of work to do to get back to the 49er way.
How is that change the coaches and wanting to change the culture? Is it because there's a lot of just not only new coaches, there's a lot of new players too?
It's just guys just willing to commit and you know, want to stay stationary for a while and you know, get used to playing with each other and you know, get used to being coached by, you know, the same guys and, you know, understanding a scheme that, you know, that provides success when the season gets here. So, you know, we haven't really got to in depth with everything, but today was great.
Your initial impressions of the scheme and maybe how it'll change things for you?
It's a scheme that has had a lot of success throughout the NFL for the past years, and you know, the coaches understand what I can do, and they're kind of, you know, making it, you know, likable for me, you know, so that's always exciting knowing that, you know, I'm going to be able to, you know, play my best and have a great scheme to play in.
Have you studied guys who played the position you're playing in this system?
Well, I study all the time, you know, but like I said, the scheme's been evident, you know, throughout the past few years. So I'm excited that, you know, I understand how to play 3-4 and 4-3, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is there much difference for you learning a one-gap scheme?
No, it's always good to go less, you know. So it was two gaps for, you know, 7 years, and it's my eighth year now. So going to one gap and being able to, you know, check that off and go wherever the ball is always a great thing. So, you know, like I said, you know, coach has done a great job with just expressing that I'll have a lot of fun in this defense.
I want to talk about the culture. What has been wrong with the culture here?
I don't know. You know, I think, you know, guys just have to understand that, you know, we are pros and, you know, we have to be accountable to one another on and off the field. And that, you know, the 49ers is an organization that's, you know, first class first. And you have to remember that, you know, when you're in the building and outside of this building. So the goal is always to keep it going. And if we're not there, make sure we're reaching towards that. So, we're just trying to move forward as an organization.
Did Kyle relay today to you guys how that relates to Tremaine Brock's situation and how it might reflect on you guys?
Yeah, you know, it's just a situation where, you know, you have to, you know, realize the microscope that you're under. And, you know, guys have, you know, different issues, you know, in themselves. But, you know, have to always put the team first and think about the decisions that you make.
reports have come out today that, you know, the arm wrestling tournament in Las Vegas, players will be fined for that. Have they reached out to you in their investigation of this incident, or this is the first you really heard about this?
They haven't. You know, I've seen the article, and, you know, I was there, you know, but I haven't heard anything from the league, so let's hope nothing negative comes out of it, but if it does, you know, I'll take care of it.
How ridiculous is that? I mean, they shouldn't be in control. I don't want to get you in trouble here, but that's stupid.
Yeah, you know, I have my thoughts on it, but, you know, I really don't want to get into it. You know, I'm an employee of the NFL, and it's my job to, you know, follow the rules, and, you know, hopefully they understand it was for a great cause, and hopefully they let this one go.
You good arm wrestling tomorrow?
Well, no, you have to wait and see the show when it comes on TV.
That's good. Well done.
You can't give us any sneak peeks of results?
No sneak peeks, no results. It's, that'll bring down the ratings, I think. You know, so, want as many people watching it as possible, and tell me if you like what you saw.
What are your impressions of D'Amico Ryans, and how helpful will it be to have someone who's played the position?
Yeah, it's good, man, just to, you know, have a guy that's not been out the league too long and understands, you know, players and the temptations that we have, that we go through, and just to have him on the sideline and, you know, pick his brain and things like that. I think that'll be great for all the guys. He's excited to be here, so really looking forward to it.
You talked about getting that grown man strength from the new strength and conditioning coach that's here. Has there been a transition for you working with them with your recovery?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always always good to do different things. I think Ray Wright has a great plan. He understands exactly, you know, what we need as football players, and I'm excited about it. I mean, some of the things that, you know, he has us doing is we haven't done in a while. So I think, you know, for the young guys, it doesn't really take them too far, you know, away from their college life. It's like a college workout, whereas, you know, when you're young, they can get you to do anything, you know. So he's bringing that to the NFL level, and I think it's good for us.
More guys? DeVar, when you look around the league and you see that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job right now, is that something that, I mean, do you have any theories on why that is, and should he be employed right now?
I think he should. I think he's proven that he could play at this level. You know, he's made a choice that's kind of had a little backlash from it. You know, but I think he will be fine. I think, you know, someone will give him a job. You know, he's not like a bad guy or anything. So I think that's what matters in the NFL, if you could play at this level and if your character is great. So I wish him the best.
Having two injuries, you know, these past couple years, you know, significant injuries at that, you know, you're not getting old or younger at this point. How is that changing your process, you know, preseason preparations and even, you know, maintaining your body throughout the season? How has that changed throughout the past few years, I mean?
Well, you know, I mentioned to the guys today, you know, I'm hungry. You know, I've been out the game since week four. So it's, you know, any accomplishments that I've had before, you know, none of that's matter. You know, I'm really, you know, back to prove myself and get back to that level. And, you know, guys were saying, man, what are you on? Like, how are you moving like this, you know, so early? You know, so I put the work in, you know, and I think God will bless me with a great season this year.
All right, guys. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. Thanks.